Je voudrais se présenter au bureau du directeur. On aura quelques questions à lui poser. À part la part que le petit complètement enchi de Bill Visit d'Al Mazola et on sait qu'il a défendu d'utiliser cette huile d'un collège. Alors, il est là vraiment. Et la porte en entrant à gauche, il manque sa porte. Puis il a besoin de réparation.
To Hotel the Blues, you're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the King and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
Hey, I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Listen. You smell something?
Well, I certainly do. What I smell is CKUT 90.3 FM. It's a very bold, somewhat woodsy, and almost camphorous type of scent that you will find in the radio airwaves of Greater Montreal. And this is another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something.
Hi.
Hello.
It's 1:01 in the morning.
Cajun!
on his plan B. Give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me on your hook. When you cook that chicken, say, just can't go on, 'cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, my love for you is so doggone strong, like the Mississippi River goes on.
All right, folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is, of course, Logic Johnson at your service. Former stage performer, lifetime lyricist, lifetime handler of microphones in all their various fashions. And, of course, your humble host for another episode of Listen. Just smells something. So thanks for being here, first of all. I never, ever, ever take your attention for granted. And you got a Logic Johnson seal of factuality on that statement, though. But I don't know what I'm saying. Why don't we just move on? We just finished hearing a series of tracks which shall be heretofore identified. We had, of course, Brothers Johnson with Get the Funk Out of My Face. We had some Herbie Mann featuring Sissy Houston with Cajun Moon. We had some Fazo with Riding High. We had some Howard Tate. Yes, some Howard Tate with 8 Days on the Road. Bobby Bird with Try It Again. And Oscar Brown Jr. with Chicken Heads. So, that being said, everybody just enjoy yourselves, first of all, because the weekend is upon us, imminently swooping down with its weekendly wings to wrap us all in its weekendly goodness, except of those of you, of course, who work on Saturday and Sunday, in which case, I apologize for this incredibly vociferous rubbing in of it. I'm rubbing it in. Oof. It's a syntactical extravaganza here on another episode of Listen. Just smell something. It is, let's see here, 1:23 in the morn. We, of course, are here with you till 4 a.m. And, CKUT's with you 24 hours a day, baby. You just gotta tune in. But I'll be with you till 4. At 4 o'clock, you get some fantastic reggae idioms inside of your ears and your head and your heart and your soul with Mr. G-Flex, who will be bringing you Survivor's Corner, but that's then, this is now. Also, quick movie review. For those of you who are sci-fi or horror fans and might have had your reservations and have not yet seen the movie Nope, but take it from me, I'm a very jaded movie viewer and a fan of horror, a fan of the unsettling movies, and yeah, I don't know, it was a good one. Jordan Peele really he seems to be entering the top of his game here. All right, CKUT, let's go.
Get up! down, get up out of your seat.
Get up.
That's right, folks. You are still tuned in, or possibly newly tuned in since I last spoke, to CKUT 90.3 FM in Greater Montreal, and thanks for being here, no matter how long it's been. It is currently 1:46 Eastern Standard Time here in the GMA, and depending on the time zone where you happen to be listening from right now, possibly through the geography-defying wonders of the internet at www.ckut.ca, you know, you're going to have to keep in mind. If you're not in the Eastern time zone, I don't know what time it is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the one thing you cannot look to Logic Johnson for, is some sort of universally applicable time check. That just does not happen. All right, well, that being said, so yeah, once again, Nope was, nice surprise. I wasn't expecting much from it. Maybe that's why it defied my expectations, because I'm not really a sci-fi aliens type of movie guy, you know? I appreciate it if it's well done, but I don't go out of my way, right? I'm much more of a straight horror and, you know, kind of creep me out. And this one was a creepy, it was a nice mix. It was good. I'm a jaded movie viewer, excuse me, and like I said before, it takes a lot with me, and this one had what it took to make me go, hey, golf clap, well done. Jordan Peele seems to really be entering his movie-making prime. For those of you that have seen the movie, I'll say this, the big theme that I hope you all picked up, that whole imagery and the symbolism was, of course, trying to force a wild animal to be a performer and the perils that lie within that endeavor. All right, so enough of that. All right, Logic Johnson, part-time NBA analyst, part-time funk show host, part-time movie critic, punk time. All right, we just finished hearing Mandrill with positive thing number one and positive thing number two. You got two positive things, you put them together, and that's just a natural decision. We had Joyce Williams with The First Thing I Do in the Morning. We had The Gators with Get Up. And then we had Monterey with Get Down. And then we had The Dramatics with Get Up and Get Down. So moving on, more stuff right here. Here's your weekly dose of Curtis Mayfield. Don't go nowhere, folks. It's CKUT, and it's the place to be, baby.
read.